The Irish Times, Election 2011, Constituency Profiles.
This is Paul Cullen, and I'm talking about the Dublin South West constituency, which is four seats. Dublin South West is centred on Talla, but it also includes middle-class areas such as Temple Oge and Ballycullen, and it even stretches into rural parts of the Dublin Mountains. On this occasion, all four TDs are running again. That's Conor Lenehan and Charlie O'Connor from Fianna Fáil, Brian Hayes of Fine Gael, and Pat Rabbit from Labour. This is one of these constituencies where Fianna Fáil has two seats, and it hasn't managed to reduce its number of candidates to one. So both Lenehan and O'Connor are going forward again, and there isn't a chance in hell that both of them will be re-elected. It's also one of these constituencies where most observers think the TD on the ground, in this case Charlie O'Connor, who's also known as Mr. Talla to some people, is more likely to come out ahead than the more high-profile candidate, in this case Junior Minister Conor Lenehan, who has had a number of posts in the administration and even considered himself a leadership contender in the recent Fianna Fáil battle to be the leader of that party. One of the curiosities about this constituency is that on each occasion, at least on the last two times, the poll topper in an election fell flat on his face and lost his seat in the following election. So this happened to Brian Hayes of Fine Gael, who stormed home in 1997 and he lost his seat 5 years later. And on that occasion, Sean Crowe of Sinn Féin got the most first preferences, but he lost his seat in the 2007 election. So this law is followed again. It would seem that Conor Lenehan, who topped the poll last time, would fall victim to this particular voodoo. Brian Hayes of Fine Gael is likely to top the poll, but the question would be whether Fine Gael could possibly get a second seat. With its surge in the polls, there is a possibility that Cort Keane, a former PD senator who's now standing for the party, might also come in to the next Dáil. However, Keane was only added to the ticket very late, and her base in middle-class Temple Oge will serve to make inroads into Conor Lenehan's vote and may not be large enough for her to cross the line. Labour will be in the running for two seats as well. Pat Rabbit is sure to be elected, but his running mate, Eamon Maloney, views are mixed as to whether he has the strength to get across the line. There aren't many independents running in this constituency, and none of them is rated to have a serious chance. There's a Father's Rights campaigner, Ray Kelly, and also Mick Murphy of the Socialist Party should poll respectably, but the main interest will be in where his transfers go. So I would say there is certainly one seat for Labour, one seat for Fine Gael, probably one seat still for Fianna Fáil, and that will probably be Charlie O'Connor. And Sean Crowe from Sinn Féin, which is on the rebound, will come back and take a seat that he formerly held for this constituency.